Divine compassion. Jesus heals a leper. The account of Jesus healing a leper in Luke 5:12-16 is a moving and significant passage. In it, Luke presents Jesus in one of the cities where he encounters a man with leprosy. In that era, leprosy not only caused physical suffering, but also led to profound social and religious exclusion. The leper's encounter and plea, verse 12. The man, covered with leprosy, prostrates himself before Jesus with his face to the ground. This posture is a sign of humility, desperation, and complete surrender. His plea is direct and full of faith. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. It's important to note that he doesn't doubt Jesus' power, but rather his willingness. Leprosy had made him an outcast, a person considered unclean under Mosaic law, Leviticus 13-14, which forced him to live apart from the community and to shout unclean, unclean, to warn others of his presence. His situation was desolate and without any human hope. Jesus' compassionate response, verse 13. Jesus' reaction is astonishing and revolutionary. Contrary to the customs and laws of the time, Jesus reaches out his hand and touches him. This act is immensely significant. Touching a leper meant becoming unclean, but Jesus, by touching him, does not become defiled. Instead, he transmits his purity and healing power. His response is equally powerful and full of authority. I am willing, be clean. And instantly, the leprosy vanished. This miracle not only demonstrates Jesus' divine power to heal any disease, but also his profound compassion and his desire to include the excluded. Jesus tears down the barriers of impurity and marginalization. Jesus' instructions and the spread of his fame, verses 14 to 16. Jesus gives the healed man two instructions. Tell no one. This is an instruction Jesus gives on several occasions. One of the reasons might be to prevent people from following him solely for the miracles, diverting from the true purpose of his ministry, which was to preach the kingdom of God. Go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them. This instruction is crucial. By presenting himself to the priest, the healed man could be officially declared clean, which would allow him to reintegrate into society and worship in the temple. Furthermore, this action served as a testimony for the priests, confirming Jesus' power and his respect for the law. Despite Jesus' instruction not to tell anyone, Jesus' fame spread more and more. Crowds came to hear him and be healed of their illnesses. However, in the midst of this growing popularity, Luke highlights a fundamental aspect of Jesus, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Verse 16. This shows us Jesus' deep dependence on his relationship with the Father, seeking solitude to pray, a constant element in his life and ministry. Meaning and lessons from the passage. The leper's faith. Although the leper's faith is expressed with a condition, if you are willing, his humble approach and his conviction in Jesus' power are exemplary. Jesus' compassion and authority. Jesus not only heals physically, but also restores the man's dignity and social inclusion. His touch breaks social and religious conventions, demonstrating that his love transcends human barriers. The power of Jesus' word. The healing occurs instantly with Jesus' word and will. Obedience to the law and testimony. Jesus does not ignore the law, rather he fulfills it in spirit, using the purification ceremonies for the man's benefit and as a testimony to the authorities. The importance of prayer in Jesus' life. Despite the constant demands of the crowd, Jesus prioritizes his communion with God through prayer, setting an example for his followers. In summary, the healing of the leper in Luke 5:12-16 is a powerful account of Jesus' compassion, healing power, and authority, as well as a testament to his mission to bring healing, restoration, and inclusion to all, especially those who were considered outcasts by society.